This Mother's Day weekend, the Stagville State Historic Site in Durham is remembering the enslaved women who once toiled on the plantation. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says researchers are still discovering the voices of these women.
The stories of enslaved women at Stagville will include stories about their families, their work, survival, and resistance. Vera Soselsky is the site manager at Historic Stagville, which she says has a special history.
So many of the families who left plantation land here followed the road and followed the railroad tracks and went into Durham. And they became part of Bragtown, they became part of the West End, they became part of Hayti and these very powerful Black communities in Durham.
One of those women whose story will be told is Amy Sowell Shaw. Soselsky has helped follow Shaw's family line through her descendants, many who still live in Durham.
Freed at the end of the Civil War at emancipation when she was about 12 years old. And then she lived until her death in 1948. So she really probably taught multiple generations of women her knowledge of being a midwife and being a healthcare provider here.
Stagville was one of the largest plantations in North Carolina, maybe even one of the largest in the South. The Benahan Cameron family owned nearly 30,000 acres of land and enslaved more than 900 people. Their cash crops, including tobacco and cotton, made them rich. Another enslaved woman's narrative to be featured at Saturday's Mother's Day event is the life of Mary Walker. Soselsky says Walker was one of only three individuals who were able to take their freedom and escape from Stagville.
And a lot of what we see in her story is the fact that it comes across through her experience of freedom, that her freedom was not really freedom as long as people that she loved were being held captive.
Walker wouldn't be able to reunite with family members for 17 years. Part of Walker's Stagville story may sound familiar. Her daughter, Agnes Walker, also called Aggie, was the inspiration behind the American Girl doll known as Addie Walker. Women and girls, Black and white, have visited Stagville with their Addie dolls in tow. Last year, the Addie doll turned 25 years old, and there was a party. Lacey Hudspeth of Durham says she has had her Addie doll all of those years.
I lost her clothes and shoes. I brushed her hair. I braided her hair. I redid her hair over and over and over again. She's like missing an eye. She's a very loved doll. She slept with me every night. She just taught me a lot about courage.
Hudspeth has handed down her doll to her niece. Meanwhile, Gretchen and Kumsa of Raleigh gave her daughter Celeste an Addie doll 3 years ago.
What do you like about her so much?
Well, because she looks like me, and I really enjoy reading her books.
There is an enslaved Stagville woman who will be featured during the tour and dialogue who is not as well known as Mary Walker and Amy Sowell Shaw. In fact, historians still don't know her name. They only know she tried to burn down the home of the Cameron in-laws with the slaveholding family inside. Soselsky says one can only imagine what drove her to make that decision.
Perhaps to free herself, perhaps to give herself a moment of liberation, perhaps as a response to the awful things that she had experienced in that building.
All they know is she was sent to another plantation. While Stagville continues its research on enslaved women at that site, North Carolina's Department of Natural and Cultural Resources has kicked off a series of events about women who have changed the world. Next year marks the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.